And if you've lived a life like I did, where perfect upbringing, wonderful family, and got everything you need, nothing's going to happen to you. That happens to other people, you know. Right. And so looking back, I think I wish I'd been a little wiser in terms of maybe bringing all that stuff up.
In that year, the 73 year, the bad back year, shortly after the season, there was a shooter who went to UCLA. It's like half a mile from your mom. And then shortly after that, the Pulse shooting happened. And you made a big statement. Do you remember it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the reason I made it is because we had done probably 3 moments of silence during that season. It was like every couple of weeks, we're just, you know, let's take a bow and stay silent and not actually try to solve the problem. And so I just felt like, you know, I do have a platform. I should probably say something. And I've been an advocate ever since. Because my dad died that way, and because it's such an enormous problem in our country, that's become my sort of pet project.
Do you have hope that there'll be new legislation?
I do have hope, mainly because of the March for Our Lives kids. There's so many young people now who are so angry and invested. What makes me lose hope is just that it's a constant deal with the Senate where, you know, the House passes H.R. 8, which is, you know, background checks bill that 90% of Americans want background checks, regardless if you're a Democrat or Republican. 90%.
People in the NRA want background checks.
Yeah. But the Senate will not go down that path. They won't even look at the bill because of partisan politics. And, you know, they put their own private career ahead of the lives of American people.